There's a famous grammatical problem with a well-known pasuk from this parsha. Vayigdal hayelad vatvielu vasparo vayilol levain vatukroshimo Moshe vatomer kimin amayim mishisihu. Vasparo names him ad hayom hazeh Moshe because min amayim mishisihu, she drew him out of the water. And the Ibn Ezra already asked the kasha that the grammar doesn't work. Moshe is someone who draws out. He was someone who was drew. She drew him out. He should have been called Mashoi, someone who was drawn out. Why is he called Moshe, someone who draws out? And the Ibn Ezra gives a classic Ibn Ezra answer. He says, oh, when a name is Al Shem HaMa'orah, we're not so makvin on the exact grammar, and we just want it to be a nice sounding name, so don't be so medayik. But that obviously did not satisfy most of the Mefarshim. The Netziv gives a very radical answer. And he says, no, Moshe actually, actually it was just the Torah's pointing out, it was just mitzad hashgacha that in Hebrew Moshe had to do with kimin amayim mishisihu, but really she wasn't a Hebrew speaker. She named him Moshe in Egyptian, and Moshe in Egyptian means son because she adopted him as a son, you know, like the Pharaoh named Ramses means son of Ra, etc. So that's a very radical, I think the scholars like the Netziv here, that she named him in Egyptian and it just through Hashgacha worked out to be similar to the Hebrew, and that's why the grammar is not Meduyik. But those are also not the mainstream pshat in the Pasuk. Obviously, the pshat in the Pasuk, she called him Moshe, based on the Hebrew, Kimin Amayim Mishisihu. And so many of the Mefarshim say that really it's Al Shem HaAsid. Moshe wasn't just Moshe. He wasn't just someone who was saved by someone else. That's right now. But that's not like Moshe, right? A baby who was saved once by a Bas Paro thousands of years ago among the Hebrews in Egypt wouldn't have made it into the Chumash. Moshe is Moshe because he was Moshe. He took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim and was Hashem's agent to accomplish the Geula. He wasn't just a Moshoi. He grew up to be a Moshe, that whatever Bas Paro did to him, he did to the whole Jewish people as an adult. And the Sforno says very nicely that, is it coincidence? No. Hatam shekrasiv Moshe lahora sheyimolit esachirim hu. Says, you know why? Why did this happen? Bas Paro, she understood a little bit about Hashem runs the world. Okay, she was obviously on a madriga. Bas Paro said, why did I take him out of the water? You and I might say, you know, in our moments of weakness, oh, that's how it works out. You know, why did someone get lucky, quote unquote? Why did someone get saved? Why, you know, two people and one guy is drowning and drowns, the other person drowning and someone comes and saves them at the last minute. Why is that? We might say a lot of things, but Bas Paro knew the truth. You know what? If Hashem sent someone to draw Moshe out of the water, that's because Moshe should grow up and save other people as well. Moshe has to start by saving the Jew from the Egyptian, and then he should go to Midian and save the daughters of Yisrael, and in the end, he should save all of Klal Yisrael. If Hashem does something special for you, that's because he wants you to pass that on. He wants you to use what he gave you in the future to do that something special for someone else, to do something special for Am Yisrael, to do something special for the world. That's why she called him Moshe. You're a Moshoi now. But I know that Hashem runs the world. When Hashem makes someone's Moshoi, it's not because he wants them to be Moshoi. It's because he wants them to be a Moshe. The Rav talks about this in many places, including Kol Dod Yofeik. He says that the Rambam talks about that, when something bad happens to us, if it's a message from Hashem that we have to make something of it, we have to use it to improve the world. The Rav says, and likewise, something good happens to us. Hopefully that should be the kind of message we always get. When Hashem gives you matana, when Hashem gives you a chesed, it's not just a tip. It's not just a birthday present. Not just a matana b'yalma. It's an achrayus. When Hashem gives you a chesed, a matana, when Hashem does something good to us, that's an achrayus. He's giving us something because he has plans for how we want to use it. He doesn't give us things stam. He doesn't give us tips stam. The schar we owe, He'll pay it all in Olam Haba, not to worry. When he gives us something in Olam Hazeh, he's not giving us a present, he's giving us a tool, he's giving us an opportunity, he's giving us a responsibility. And she knew that even as a baby who's Moshoi, It's because Hashem has a job in store for him, because he's supposed to do something with that gift. And he's supposed to be a Moshe when he grows up and see how it came true. Fascinatingly, some of us are, those of us listening here in person, you know, Baruch Hashem, we have tremendous, besides the fact that we live in an era of such shefa of gashmias, besides the fact we live in an era we grow up with so much gashmias and so many things that throughout human history no one ever had and no one could even dream of, but we're sitting here learning Torah. We have a shefa of gashmias and a shefa of ruchnias, right? We have been privileged that Hashem drew us out of all of the pit of, you know, general Western culture, and gave us the opportunity to sit and learn Torah. And sometimes maybe we have to think about that. Is that Moshe? Or maybe it's really Moshe. The mission of Avos says, on Rav Yoni, right? In Perek Beis, Im Lamata Torah Harbi Al Tachzik Tova La'atzmucha Ki L'kach No Tzarta. And there are many pshatim. Maybe the pasha pshat is if you learned a lot of Torah, don't pride yourself. Don't think you're great, because you're created to learn Torah. You're just doing your responsibility. You're not doing anything extra. But the Medrash Shmuel quotes from Yosef Nachmias, the Talmud of the Rush. He quotes an unbelievable pshat. In Lamata Torah Harbi, what's Tova? Chazal say, Ein Tov Ela Torah. In Lamata Torah Harbi, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't keep all the greatness of that Torah for yourself. If you learned a lot of Torah, just to keep it for yourself. If you learned a lot of Torah, you have an achrayus to share it with others. If Hashem gave you the opportunity, I know everyone decided to learn Torah, and we worked hard to learn Torah. But you know what? There are a lot of people who, even if they had worked hard and decided, didn't have that opportunity. There are a lot of people who were not brought up in a household where they were exposed to things which would get them on a normal track to yeshiva later, who just technically didn't have that opportunity. Obviously, you have Bechir Chavshis, but Lamata Torah, if Hashem was Moshe us, if Hashem sent his Shlichim, whoever they may be, our parents and our Rebbeim, etc., to pull us out a little and teach us Torah, then Al Tachzik Tova La'atzma, don't be a Moshe, be a Moshe, be a Moshe Rabbeinu. Al Tachzik Tova La'atzma, Ki L'kach No Tzarta, quotes the Medrash Shmuel, don't keep the Torah for yourself. If Hashem gave you a chesed, whether in Gashmias or Ruchnias, say, what is he asking me to do with this? What a chray is he placing on me? What opportunities do I have to not just keep the Tova for myself, but like Moshe Rabbeinu, to take the Tova and apply it to the entire world? And Amir Tzashem, certainly in our door, I'm not going to start giving a lecture about the state of the Jewish people on our door, but we all know the percentage of those who really learn Torah are very few. The percentage of those who are inspired to know the truth of Torah are very few. I think everyone's a chrayis, regardless of whether they learn Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, Smicha, Kol Elyon, regardless of whether professionally they're a rabbi, professionally they're something else. I think we all have a chrayis, Al Tachzik Tova La'atzmucha Ki L'kach No Tzarta. We were created not just to be receivers, but we were created to share with others. We were created to give. We were created to improve the world. And let's take stock. What chesed did Hashem do for me? And what does that mean, turning it from the passive voice to the active voice? How can I be not just a Moshe, but a Moshe? Shabbat Shalom.